getting better.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
This one?
Let's get down to business.
We got news, Rob.
Who wants gossip? Who wants sleaze?
Who wants dirt on celebrities? Rob and Garrett have the scoop, keeping all y'all in the loop. Naughty gossip's what Rob does. Elvis Duran presents Celebrity Buzz.
All right, let's get right to it. Celebrity news will come very soon, but Rob Schuerter is here. My name is Garrett. We have breaking news.
Breaking news.
Rob Schuerter, we've come a long way over the last few years, right?
We've
literally started with nothing and still have nothing.
Well,
but
we have less.
Even less. And but we've reached some goals. We've reached a lot of goals. One being the fact that at one point in the last few weeks, we've hit top 11. Top 11 in the iHeart 100. We have gained new listeners from all over the globe, we're truly grateful for you listening.
We are indeed. Thank you very much.
And the way I'm building this up, you think something good is going to come
gonna
from
happen?
This.
What's happening?
I got bad news.
No, what do we do?
Earlier in the week.
Yes.
The iHeart company that we so proudly work for and are thankful for put out the nominations for this year's iHeart Radio Podcast Awards.
They did?
Now you would think the way that I am speaking about our beloved podcast, we'd be nominated.
And where's our nomination?
The nominations came out. I felt like a movie star.
Yes,
waiting
for
the phone
agent,
call,
your manager, the world,
for the head of podcasting to call the phone
flowers,
and say congratulations. Phone didn't ring.
No, what's that category?
I don't even know our category.
Because I want to look up.
I think we're like gender neutral.
Gender neutral category. We'll take that. That's a good category. I wonder who's in our category. I wonder who got nominated in our category.
Well, there is like a
entertainment
entertainment pop culture
category.
The
list. Who are they? Let's see who our category is.
I can pull it up.
I'm heartbroken. I'm not.
Yes.
Congratulations
if you were nominated.
And I didn't even know this existed. Forgive me, iHeart. I did not know we had a podcast award show.
We're in the elevator trying to avoid from Rob Schuerter coughing all over me.
I have a little bit of a cold.
He's getting over from being sick. I'm going to ask the question that every friend asks. You're on medication?
No, I'm not.
Oh, wow. Nope. Well, that's balls. Because normally, like,
I have been, but it's finished.
But when people cough, Rob Schuerter, the first thing they do, and people notice, I've been on medication 24 hours. I'm not contagious anymore.
No, you didn't do that. I give you credit. I'm not
on
medication. I saw my doctor. I lost my voice. Can you imagine it?
Oh.
And I was convinced Ursula the Sea Witch had stolen it.
Queen Latifah.
I love her. She was the only thing I liked in that TV thing.
Oh, no, I agreed.
Wasn't that good? But the numbers were good. But I lost my voice for a couple of days, but I feel better. I had a cold, and I slept. I drank a ton of water, and I drank no alcohol for a week, and I've lost 7 pounds.
Who are you?
I know, it's horrible.
Do you feel like a new person?
No, I feel terrible. I felt better when I was drinking. Well, honestly, I was happier when I was fat. Now I'm like, lost 7 pounds, I'm miserable. But I'll make up for it this weekend, don't worry.
All right. So,
who's that category? I'm furious, Garrett. Can you find them?
I'm trying to pull it up right
now. How dare they.
I know there is a pop culture
How dare
category,
them.
Who, and we're not there.
It's going to be Andy Cohen. Pop culture.
2020, happening Friday, January 17th, 2020, at the iHeart Radio Theater in Los Angeles.
Do you think we'll be asked to present? Absolutely not.
First off, we didn't make podcast of the year.
Right.
The New York Times, the Joe Rogan Experience, Stuff You Should Know, My Favorite Murderer, Conan O'Brien, the Ron Burgundy Podcast,
like
The Dropout, The Shrink, The Read, not us.
Okay. What about our category?
We didn't make best comedy.
Well, we're not comedy.
Sometimes.
No.
Kind of funny. Best sports.
Celebrity?
Best overall. We didn't make best overall host either.
They're big hosts. They're going to be like Ryan Seacrest and those people, I guess.
Here we go. Best pop culture podcast. Pop culture happy hour. NPR.
NPR's a good show.
Off the Vine with Caitlin on Podcast One.
Oh, is that Caitlin Jenner or Caitlin the Bachelorette?
Caitlin the Bachelorette.
Oh.
That one hurts. Another one. Almost Famous with Ben and Ashley. Another
Bachelorette.
Talk Is Jericho. That is, I believe, a former wrestler.
We got to take up wrestling.
And then...
next year, you got to wear some spandex.
The Breakfast Club with
Charlamagne.
Charlamagne
the Duh God. Is he Duh God or The God?
Duh.
Duh.
Degod.
Degod? So, should we start calling ourselves De King and De Queen? What should we do?
Who would be De Queen?
Well, who do you think?
Me, obviously.
Yes, okay, there you go. But what should we have a... Do you think that's the
I think
problem?
We need to start a beef.
Yeah,
I think...
I love beef.
We're not going to be able to start a beef with the Breakfast Club. They'll win always.
Yeah, no, they'll beat us up. We don't want to stop
beef.
What about with that Bachelorette?
The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
What should we say about her?
They're 15 minutes.
Horrible person.
They're bad people.
Bad people.
They're bad... Yeah, I mean, when it comes to pop culture, you would think at least you carry the weight of this.
I'm pretty good at this.
You have your own website.
You would think I'm pretty good at this.
The company has hired you.
People know me. I should be in this category. Who do I send a vicious letter to? Tom Pullman?
No, never.
Oh, okay.
Let's.
Who's the head of... William Pearson, the head of podcasts?
Let's fire
off a letter.
Let's send an unmarked letter to those Bachelor...
Because that's full of confidence. Yes, that's not being a coward.
Well, yes.
Do you think we need names? Degod. What should we... Should we...
Well, you know what? Let's leave it to our listeners. Okay. So if you're listening right now, and for us to kind of...
We're not gods.
We're not gods.
Could we be duchesses?
Maybe.
Could we be a duke?
A duke, yeah.
A duke and a duchess?
You know, let's take the whole... Let's take the whole British lane of this.
Oh, yeah. So we're not going to go... We're not going to go duh. We're going to go very British.
Yeah, very proper.
Very proper.
Very proper, I think. We'll be proper. Pop
duke,
culture hosts.
The duke and the duchess
of pop culture.
Celebrity Burger.
Pop culture.
The prince and the princess of pop culture. Do we need all the peas?
Yeah, let's get all the peas.
Thank you very much. What cast are we on to talk about? Heartbroken.
Heartbroken.
Please send letters of complaint.
And flowers.
To iHeartRadio.
And chocolates, please.
Please.
All right, let's...
Did the Brooklyn Boys get nominated?
No, they did
Thank
not.
Thank God.
They're
our nemesis.
They're
after us.
They're a little upset
they're
about
after
that.
Us.
Because they were nominated last year.
Oh, then they went down. We're going up, they're going
we're
down.
We're going up, they're
Who
going down.
Who else has a podcast here that we can cause beef with?
I don't know.
What's called beef within our own family?
Yeah.
Because we don't have
That's what the Kardashians do.
That's what they do. Because to go after the Breakfast Club, they'd kill us.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, she. No,
that's why
not.
I think the Bachelor and Bachelorette are safe
know,
places
but
for us to do.
But they're sort of like a different DNA pool to us, genetically.
Oh, yes.
Very different.
They share a lot of DNA.
Oh, gorgeous. And they do share a lot of DNA. I get what you're saying.
But that's not Temptation Island. Temptation Island.
The Brooklyn Boys, I think we could take them on, because they're like a scrappy.
But they have hardcore fans.
They do.
They do.
Well, should we do a Brooklyn story? A celebrity Brooklyn
story.
Should we do that to win
about
them?
Spike Lee.
Let's do
All right. Let's jump into the lane that we know of. Let's start with the sexiest man alive.
Da, da, da.
John Legend, agree, disagree. Where are your thoughts on this?
I like when nice guys win. And one thing John is he's a nice guy. Anyone that's interviewed him, met him, or just read about him know that John is a good, good man. I don't personally find him sexy. I find kindness and love attractive.
I think he's good looking.
But he doesn't like make me like, oh, I've met him several times. And I've never walked away thinking, oh my God, rip off my clothes and get me a cigarette. I've never thought that. Now, Chrissy, I have. Chrissy's sexy.
Yeah.
Chrissy
well, she's
is
a model.
Boom there. But it's the way she walks and like Chrissy's hot. So I don't
Do you
I don't
think
know.
The EGOT status has John Legend upped him a little bit? Once?
I think so. I think the amount of awards, the amount of accolades always help. Talking of awards, we did not get nominated.
No,
we got less sexy.
I don't know if you know that.
Let me explain to him. Dan Wakeford's a dear friend of mine. He's the editor-in-chief of People, and for many, many years, I would work with people with different celebrity clients when I was a publicist. It's not always the sexiest. It is the guy that's going to sell the most covers who's also sexy. People magazine is a business. It's a very profitable business. It's a very successful magazine. And so they're looking for somebody who is sexy but also will sell magazines. You know, my neighbor Fred's very sexy, but he's not going to sell any magazines.
A good-looking guy.
Fred's not going to be the one. And so the other thing, too, which I think is a missed opportunity here, is a bunch of editors sitting around a conference room deciding who's sexy. It feels like something from the past to me. I think we should do online polls and we should let the viewers have a vote, which I think is what Us Weekly did. Us Weekly put out their list of the real sexiest.
To counteract.
And very smart. And they came up with Jason Momoa. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Momoa.
And Wendy Williams. Actually, just said this morning, Jason's sexier, in her opinion, than John.
He's a
so
very
I go
good
with Jason.
Looking.
I like if the choice is Jason or John.
I just don't understand how you could be that big and strong.
Well, eats a lot of eggs and
But you know what I mean? Like, he obviously has to have some type of DNA because you
We're
don't
talking
you don't
about
grow.
Jason, not John. Stone's no, tiny.
John Legend's a very,
very
tiny
skinny,
man.
Skinny man.
Skinny.
Little
Jason weight. Momoa.
Could snap us all.
But that's what I don't... I get you could be born and be tall, but the way he is just like... He's built like no other.
He's like the sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
What do you find sexy in a man? I know you're straight, but what is it?
You know,
but who do you find sexy? Like Brad Pitt? Is it traditional?
No,
George Clooney?
Or
is it
Brad Pitt for me is a little dirty.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, I definitely would go down the mixture of Jason Momoa / Clooney. I like the cleanness of Clooney.
Oh, so Clooney's a very traditional Hollywood sexy
like
guy.
Old school Hollywood.
Tuxedo, brilled hair.
Old school Clooney. New
Got
school
it.
Momoa.
Oh, so you like the rugged guys, that like the Rock type.
Yeah, the Rock too. Those are my top three. Who would you put your top three
I used to
sexiest
think
men?
The sexiest man alive I used to think was Nick Jonas till I met him.
Yeah.
He's a very tiny man.
He's very small.
Small waist, small hands. He's not very tall. He's sort of too boyish in person for me. So I used to think the Jonas Brothers were sexy until I met them. I think the sexiest guy alive is Jimmy Kimmel. I think he's hot. I like funny men.
So funny's for you.
Is that why you hang out with me? Honey, you are my man.
By the way, didn't get nominated for best comedy host either.
I like them being a little bit rugged, like Jimmy Fallon's too polished for me. Jimmy Kimmel's a little bit more
so
rough.
Right in the middle.
I like the beard. I like dad bods. I like regular looking guys. This sounds very much like you, Gareth.
Yeah.
But I like regular guys.
You and I would get along.
What doesn't turn me on.
All right.
Ladies might be complete. What doesn't turn me on is that Zac Efron, really super fit, six pack abs, perfect skin, perfect for me.
You know what it is? It's the chin for me. It's the chin. That square chin, like it was
like
chiseled.
Gaston in Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, exactly.
You like Gaston.
I hate him.
Right, so here's the one. It's really interesting. I do love talking about sexy, though, and I do think, you know, and I don't want to sound deep here because I certainly am not. I think being nice is sexy, particularly in this day and age where everyone's so angry all the time. I do think there's something nice about being sexy. For me, funny is the sexiest. Like if you make me laugh, Bruce makes me laugh, my husband.
Right.
Does your wife make you laugh?
Yeah. Well, she more at the expense of me. I'm the
right,
butt of
right.
her jokes.
But you like that role?
Oh, of course.
Like you, yeah. I think sex is really important. I am, and I've got to be physically turned on. So just because you're nice doesn't make you my number one. You've got to physically make me. There you go.
All right. So the Country Music Awards, I know you're right up there. And
I like country music. I got to say why. Because they tell real songs. Like
They're
I like lyrics.
Stories, yeah.
And I don't like, I'm not a huge fan of rap music.
Well,
I like really old-fashioned melodies and songs. And the only place you find that now is in the country.
And they had a big celebration last night. And
Dolly, I hear, stole the show.
Yeah, a lot of boob jokes, too. Anytime Dolly's around, a lot of boob
but
jokes.
But she encourages those.
Okay, like, she's... Carrie Underwood last night said they were talking about the wardrobe backstage. And she was curious why Dolly always has the biggest racks the whole audience. Yeah, exactly.
I was told too, backstage or during a performance, Miranda Lambert and her husband, her new husband, did not stand or applaud when Blake Shelton performed.
See, here's my thing. So I respect the fact that Miranda Lambert's husband was an NYPD officer.
Yep. They met in Times Square. He was looking after the Good Morning America when she performed there.
They met while he was still married and left his bride for a bigger name online, too.
Ooh.
I know her.
You know his bride of the cop?
Yes.
So he was a cop. Was he married or engaged?
He was married.
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 And so he's working as a policeman in Times Square doing security for GMA,
and
police
they
work.
Kind of flirted. They connected and pretty much just left his wife
there and then.
Yep.
So he didn't have an affair behind his wife's back. He wasn't sneaky. He was like,
tell. All I know the fact is that
she must be heartbroken.
Of course.
Gosh, I remember too.
Imagine you go home. So your husband goes, okay, Rob, you're going to work. See you later.
And then
you met whoever.
And, there's a story that doesn't get reported very often, but it's true. And it's a horrible story because I love this actress. But Julia Roberts' husband, Danny Moda, was married too. And he went to work one day. He worked on a Julia movie. And he met Julia Roberts. I mean, what woman? Who stands a chance? And so, like, you're a regular great person.
Except when she laughs.
And
that laugh.
She, like, that's rough. So your husband goes to work in the morning at 6 a.m.,
yep.
gets in his cop uniform. He's hot. Bye, honey. See you later on.
Yep.
And then he never comes back because he's hooked up with Miranda Lack.
Oh, I didn't know. And they connected, yeah. So,
how is she? Is she still devastated by all this?
She's moved on. It's been about 2 years now, but you know, it's now that. But here's the thing: he stopped being a police officer, which I understand that. But you know what he's doing now? He's opening with his quote unquote band for his wife.
No, he's the opening act.
Yes, he's the opening act. So he gets to go out on tour, and he gets to travel around the world.
Oh, on a private plane, on in a the private best hotels you can ever imagine.
Now, see, when you're an opening act, and Rob, you know this too.
You get on the bus.
You get on the bus. You're not on the opening act, the main act, right. Private plane.
I was on tour for a long time with Bon Jovi. I was John Bon Jovi's publicist, and the opening act was Mark McGrath, Sugar Ray.
Yep.
Is that right? And John was on a private plane, and I think Sugar Ray was on a bus. John stayed at the Four Seasons. Sugar Ray stayed at the Best Western. Like, they don't all stay at the same hotel, but he does because he's married to the boss.
Yeah.
So he's going to be the opening act. And
he is the opening act.
No.
Around the country.
So the cop is coming out with a band. He should wear his police uniform. That's funny.
Well, no. His whole family was born and raised in the police department, and he gave it up for
love.
And a better career and bigger name.
Oh, so. I didn't know that story. Is he a Staten Island boy? How did you know him? So Staten Island boy, whole police family. He met Miranda, and I heard too that before Miranda, what's his name? I don't remember his name. He was very, very flirtatious and complimentary to many of the staff at Good Morning America.
Oh, right,
so Good Morning America films in Times Square, and it starts early in the morning. It's on air at 7, but the staff get there at like 5 o'clock. I used to work for Laura Spencer, so I know the GMA people pretty well, and I was told there was several people at the show, beautiful girls.
Brandon McLaughlin.
Brandon, that's it. And he was very kind to them, and because of his good looks and his charm, when he should have been doing police work, he was in the GMA studio. He was a regular upstairs in the dressing room.
So it's interesting you say that, too.
He was in with them.
So you know Shark Tank, right? Mm-hmm. So Barbara Corcoran.
Oh, I love her. She's so cheeky.
Very cheeky. But she was saying, too, just the other day, that if you're good looking, have a great personality, and you're outspoken, very much like you are at times,
thank you, darling.
You're more likely to get the raise, get the job,
and
get people's attention.
You are.
So it's
good looks is something really. I'm an average looking guy. I think you're a good looking guy, Garrett, but I do know in life, if you're just lucky enough to be born attractive,
right,
life is different. People treat you differently.
Of course.
People talk to you differently. And he's a very, very good looking guy. My friends who work at GMA said that they, and put him in a cop uniform. People have fetishes about men in uniforms,
especially tourists in Times Square.
And so he would turn up. His uniform was pressed. He looked immaculate. He had the tight pants on.
He was in a magazine.
He looked like a stripper. He looked like a. And they said that when he walked in, all the staff was aware of Brendan. Robin Roberts, who's gay, she knew who he was.
Yeah.
They all knew. Amy Robe. They all knew, like, oh, there's the hot cop. They might not know his name.
But
when he turned up in the morning,
cop.
They were like, oh, hello. When I was on the VH1 morning show, we had a camera guy who was really hot. Just like so hot. We'd sit at our little table, and it was 5, 4, 3, 2, show goes live. And I'd look into this camera, and I could see the guy standing behind the camera, and I was like, good morning.
What's wrong with Rob?
And then one day he wasn't on, and I got somebody, like a regular camera guy, and I was like, good morning. And everyone's like, you're in a bad mood today. It's like, beauty's not staring
at
me.
Wait, where's my guy?
Yeah, it's like, at 5 o'clock in the morning, the only thing that made me happy was this really hot guy. And we all knew about it on set. Everybody's like, oh.
All right, so
who's the hottest here? Straight Nate.
Probably. Nate.
Well, the first time I met Straight Nate, I was at a CBS party at some hotel in Midtown. You were there with your wife.
Inside Edition.
And I was with Stephen Levine, who's the publicist here. And me and Stephen had one too many cocktails, and we were like being cheeky and naughty. And we were with Gelman from the telly show.
Yeah, yep.
And in walked Straight Nate, and I was like, who?
He was fresh off the boat from LA.
And I said to Stephen, who is that? The whole party stopped. The whole room went silent.
It was very like a movie. It was a movie.
Hit him, and it's all the Elvis Duran people who all looked exhausted. They've been up since 5 o'clock, and all were like slightly shades of grey.
There's Nate.
They weren't like then this hot. Like his skin was gold, and he just and his pants were tight, and he still got white teeth, and he looked rested. And everyone else was like, oh.
You know, is right and now just, he's not listening, and because we haven't posted this yet. Oh. But as soon as we post this, or even now as we talk about him, his ego. Oh. He doesn't know why. It's happening. His ego is just.
He knows he's hot.
He has that thing.
That's the thing.
He has that thing when he knows when people are talking about it.
If you
say exactly.
He's hot.
All right, let's finish off with the Kardashians. So we're not going to talk about Kim.
Courtney's out.
Let's not talk about Courtney. Let's talk about Khloe because she. I get when there's when you break up in a relationship and there's a child involved.
Yes, indeed.
You want to make it work as best as possible for no one but the child itself. She seems like things could be leading back to Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, I know a lot of people around her. I've reported on her for a decade or so. She's
isn't that crazy? You reported on her for a decade.
I know so much about this family. It's pathetic. She's the girl that often feels comfortable going back into a relationship.
Right.
So she's not vengeful. She doesn't move on very quickly. Kim's the one that's probably the toughest of them. Khloe's a bit of a softie, and she forgives. She has a big heart. She's still friends with Lamar, and so this guy will always be in her life because of her daughter, their daughter. And there's a little
Tristan, there's
a little bit of like sparks there.
Well,
she's always found him attractive. He's a very good-looking guy.
I feel like it's just like a scripted TV show, though, where you know what's going to happen and you still yell at the screen even though you know the screen can't hear you.
I think with them, because of the way they've acted over a decade, it's easy to think all this is scripted. I'm told it's not with her. She really follows her emotions. She thinks with her heart, which I like in a weird way. You know, the problem
she comes
is,
across as the quote-unquote most normal.
She's the most normal.
Outside of the people she's dated, she seems the most
normal. But I think, too, the fact that somebody this rich and successful and beautiful struggles with love tells us all how difficult it can be. And we fall in love with people for many reasons.
Right.
We were talking about the sexiest man earlier. You know, what you find sexy, I don't, and the other
and
way around.
Versa.
And so Khloe really likes this guy, and I wish them the best. The problem is that what he did to her was awful. The cheating, it was just awful.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if he's changed. I don't know if people do change. It's a good question. Do people change?
You want to think they do,
but
who knows
if
they do.
I know. My friends that were cheaters in school are probably still cheaters now.
Yeah.
I wasn't, and I'm not. You were not. Like, it's just not who I am. And
I'm pretty sure I'm still like dating like two other people from high school.
You never ever broke up.
I'm pretty sure we never broke up, so I don't know.
Probably
by law, are we still dating?
By school law, yes, you're still together.
Will we date? No,
best of luck, Khloe. I love this. The numbers are bad. Like, so the numbers on the show, at the peak, they're in their 4 millions, but we judge the Kardashians' numbers against the Kardashians at their peak.
Right.
And it was a monster show. Now the numbers are good enough for them to keep going on. It can go on another 5-10 years, maybe. The show's not going to get cancelled, I'm told, but they'd love another boost of it. What they did think was going to happen hasn't. They thought the younger generation, the Kylie and the Kendall, they would revitalize the show.
No, they went right and made billions
of
dollars.
They didn't need the show. They sort of bypassed the show and made millions by selling like eyeliners.
Yeah, sure,
and all this
we'll do that.
Yeah,
thing,
they didn't
Mom,
do that.
I'm going to work over
and
here.
And so the three girls that started the show, Courtney, Khloe, and Kim, are still very much really holding
itching
up
for that
the show. They're holding up that show.
Well, you know what I think?
So,
I think they're just trying to buy their time until their kids come about.
Well, that's hopefully the next generation. But it hasn't worked so far. Like, we fell in love with those three Kardashians and that relationship, and passing the torch has not yet quite worked.
Nope, hasn't been there. All right, well, that's just some stuff. You can always get caught up on things that are happening always with NaughtyGossip.com.
Thank you, darling.
Rob updates that constantly, and many of things that he does as well. You'll see his face all over TV as he coughs into my microphone.
I didn't cough. I walked away deliberately.
It's all right. He's not sick. He's not sick.
No, sick.
Thank you for listening. Maybe next year we will be voted into the podcast awards. Not bitter at all.
I'm so
not bitter.
Sad.
But thank you for listening. That's most important.
It would be worse if the Brooklyn Brothers were nominated.